Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon. It is a Friday.
Oh, ahoy, matey! We made it!
Oh, okay. That's a very fitting comment for our guest today.
I thought about it all morning. So I held it all the way to the... I'm just glad I got to deliver that.
Great job. We've got Roseanne Points here with us today.
Oh, yay!
From St. Augustine Sailing. She's got a really cool event coming up.
Yeah, great story, too, on how all this came about. I love it. Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, can't wait. So we're going to talk to her in just a couple of minutes. Of course, we've got your events, your horoscopes, all that good stuff.
And I don't think horoscopes can even get me down today. I think I'm ready.
Oh, you just wait.
Oh, great.
But before we get to all that, I will remind you about our great friends at Bozard Ford Lincoln. They're celebrating 76 years in St. Augustine in Northeast Florida. They are here for you and your family. You can experience an extensive selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, quick and quality servicing, and their amazing parts and accessories shop. Hey, if you need a truck to tow that boat.
Okay.
Hey, Bozard Ford Lincoln is the place. Make sure you grab a signature burger out there at Ford's Garage while you're there. They're so delicious.
Yes.
They're
even amazing. One to go, the 904 burger. Yes.
Yeah, get the 904 burger to go.
Yes.
Just, you know, don't eat it in your new Ford. You may spill peanut butter everywhere.
Well, I know where you can get it cleaned, though.
We do. We know detailing guys, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Out there at Bozard Ford Lincoln, your family is their family, and they are driven to inspire. Also, our friends at the Bailey Group, big shout out to them. Love the Bailey Group, a group that does so much in our community, by the way. Just kind of off topic there, but they do a bunch for so many people.
He'll be at Love Your Mother this weekend. Absolutely. Oh, cool. They are so involved, so entrenched in everything. The pulse of St. Augustine, absolutely.
Seriously. And that's why it's imperative that you work with them. It doesn't have to be a complicated process. It can be quite the opposite. Mm-hmm. Out there at the Bailey Group, you're going to work with a local insurance advisor who understands St. Augustine and all the different intricacies that goes into insuring you. And you're going to find just the right insurance coverage for your specific needs and your budget. Their goal is to make getting covered simple. No added costs, no extra fees. The Bailey Group handles individual health and Medicare, corporate benefits, and financial needs for their clients as well. Give them a call, 904-461-1800. And then, of course, the great people down at Elace Med Spa.
Yeah.
Going to be part of the Love Your Mother event tomorrow.
There they are, walking the runway.
Yeah, okay. At Elace, they specialize in providing their clients with a range of luxurious spa treatments and advanced medical aesthetic procedures. Whether you're looking to unwind with a hydrofacial or enhance your natural beauty with things like Botox, dermal fillers, laser treatments, body contouring, hair services, they do it all.
Saggy earlobes, they'll lift them right up.
That's right. They got the earlobe stuff out there.
So nice.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. That's something that like only they do, I think. I've never heard of that before.
Right. See Tracy, she's got you.
They will make you feel special. They really will. They're Elace Med Spa. Check them out at elace.com. Check out all those great services they offer.
They really, truly are an incredible team. They're awesome peeps. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, speaking of awesome peeps, Roseanne Points in the studio with us. Hi, Roseanne. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited about being here.
Absolutely. We're excited to have you. Let's talk about how you got into the world of sailing in the first place.
Okay.
How did this happen? When did you kind of get the bug, I guess?
I got the bug later.
Okay.
But my husband came home one day and said, hey, I want to live on a boat, travel the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how did you first take to that? What was your initial response there?
What do I pack? Like,
how long do I have to decide?
Did you just get fired? Why are we making this move here?
But then we moved aboard with my three children, and we lived on board for 13 years.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah. But it took me a couple months to get acclimated.
Sure.
I can only imagine cooking on a boat, right? Like, that's got to be like you got to have motion with the ocean and still do the macaroni and cheese at the same time, right?
So it took a while to get acclimated, but once I did, it just became a love and a passion for me.
I love that.
That's very cool.
That is cool.
So then how long along the line did this ladybug event come into play? What made you want to get into this?
Well, as things progressed, I moved off the boat, you know, yada, yada, yada. I bought St. Augustine Sailing. And I found myself in a position where I could help other women to be comfortable and confident and empowering them to be comfortable on a boat.
Cool.
So I would say probably a little over a year ago, I started this program.
Oh, okay.
I love it. It was Women on the Water, right? You're calling it WOW, which is such a great, kitschy thing, which is so perfect. So you're empowering women on the water because you don't see, you see a lot of captains that are men, right? And so you don't see very many women captains. I mean, other than what I watch on, you know, Below Deck or something, which is Captain Sandy, who is also a local here.
Right.
But yeah, this is interesting how you're kind of developing, you know, people with their careers. You said from all walks of life, all ages, right?
Yes, yes. We have females from, I would say, the early 20s to 70s participating, which is really great.
Yeah.
And the Ladybug Race, or the event itself, is meant to raise money so that I can hire another female captain to expand. Because right now, the female instructors that we have are myself and another female instructor who's a teacher. So, you know, we only can really focus on weekends. And I'd really like it to be have activities throughout the week and different times, different types of things, so that no matter what schedule that you might be on, if you're a, you know, soccer mom, or if you're a college student, or if you work 9 to 5 or whatnot, that there will be something that you can participate in throughout the week and participate as much as you'd like.
What do you have to do to be a captain?
Well, yeah, you have to have so many sea hours and obviously time on.
Is it a lot of sea hours? You're talking like 5 hours? What are we talking about here?
Like 360 days.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's a lot. So that's great. You have to inspire a lot of people to be able to do something like this. This is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's been rewarding for me as well, just seeing all of the ladies that I've been working with progress. And so this is the inaugural annual race, right? So this is going to be the first time that we've done it, and to see them progress throughout the process to be here and for us to be on the boat together and to work together. And we've really created, you know, this bond between all of us. I really love it.
I love that too.
That is exciting. So what can we expect if we're attending the event? What can we expect throughout the day? What's happening that's kind of unique and different about?
Okay, well, we have a boat show that's going to be running from 9 to 5.
Okay.
We have Atlas Yacht Sales, who has brought three new vessels, a catamaran and two monohulls, which is kind of a traditional sailing vessel.
Okay.
Then we have our own sailing fleet that will be available for viewing. We have a Genoa 440, 410, a 380, and two 349s that you can come and visit. We have a sailing club. Different variety of different types of memberships, not only the WOW program, but we have a crew program if you just like to go out and get some additional education, sailing schools. We have then the seminars and the workshops that we're going to be doing throughout the day from 9 to 5. Some of those are free, like our line handling. We have a winch maintenance, our cooking demonstration. Those are all free. The other ones are maybe $15. I think there might be one that's $25 that we're going to have a, I don't know if you guys know who John Gaughan is. So he's going to come and he's going to come and do,
right?
He's going to come and do St. Augustine marine weather forecasting, kind of help with that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. And then a local rigger, we're going to come and talk about how to take care of the rig, and if something happens, emergencies, and how to take care of that kind of stuff. We have our local diesel mechanic from First Mate. It's going to come and do kind of a 101 inboard diesel, things like that.
Smart.
I've got a bunch of different things. So
this is really, I mean, it'll be fun, it'll be informative, and, and it'll be good for people to get all this information from all different sides, right?
Exactly.
All these different things that affect your experience on the water.
Yeah. So we can't forget the main event, though, the Ladybug Race.
Of course not.
Right? Let's go, yeah.
So right as of yesterday, we have 8 boats that are participating.
Great.
So we'll be really great. We're going to have a committee boat out there that spectators can participate if they want to go on board and watch. Oh, cool. The committee team, as well as watch the race. And then we also have some other spectator viewing areas on the dock that you can see the race from. So,
what does a start line look like with the race?
Busy.
Is it? Is it really? Okay. I was wondering. I'm like, how do you choreograph something like this?
Yeah. So we'll have the race committee vessel on one side, and then the pen, which is called the start mark, on the other side. And the boats just kind of like line up right there until it's time to go. So wow, it's crowded, very crowded and very busy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So what is the course? Where are they?
So we're going to be just racing north of the Volano Bridge.
Okay.
And depending on the weather, and the weather so far looks absolutely perfect for Sunday.
That's great.
So we'll have a north mark and a south mark, and you'll go through what's called the gate, or between the pen and the committee boat. You race up, round the turn, come back, round the turn on the south side, and you do that maybe two or three times depending on the wind, how much wind there is. And obviously the first one across the finish line
is the winner.
Heck yeah. So we got a couple of different classes. So we have our day sailor class, we have our cruising class, and then we're having a race within the race. So every vessel that's going to be all female can participate to win our Ladybug Trophy.
Very cool. Oh. And it's the first one, so it's very
the first
important
one. Yeah, that's right.
That's a big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal. So what do you hope is kind of your overall impact of this event and doing events like this on our local community?
Well, I would really like to not only just have them come and participate, learn more about sailing and, being safe on the water, mm-hmm. But have them in something for them to come and enjoy. I mean, a lot of the races that we have in St. Augustine, you don't really get to see. A lot of them are offshore. And when you think of other places that have races, they really have a big spectator area. And I'd really like to have more of the community come and see and come and watch. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting to watch.
What if I'm interested in becoming a captain? I know nothing. Where do I begin? Where do I start?
Well, first you'll need to get time on the water. Mm-hmm. And so like I had mentioned earlier, some of our membership programs, one is called Crew, and a lot of our crew members just get their captain's license like that. They'll be members for a couple of years. It's always oversaw by another captain. It's kind of like, think of it as like continued education classes, right? So there'll be different maneuvers, different things that they'll be teaching you every time that you go out. And we have actually two captains that work for us now that have gone through that process to secure their captain's license and now work for us.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great growth.
How long before you actually let somebody take the reins on a boat? If they're just getting, they're brand new to being on a sailboat, they're just getting used to the water, how long is it before they're actually in charge of a ship?
Well, from day one. Like
from
we
day
have,
one?
We have
oh, that scares me. That
we
scares
have,
me.
We have different levels of education through American Sailing Association curriculum that we use. So the first one's called 101. Once we get on the water, you're on the tiller, and there's a captain there and an instructor. So there's always somebody there to step in if you need. Mm-hmm. So we try to get you behind the helm as soon as possible because that's where you get your confidence and you understand and being able to feel either the tiller or the helm, the wheel, you can feel the boat, and it's just kind of like...
It's like a horse. Like, you kind of know just, where it's moving.
It's inside you, and you can just kind of feel it. And you learn faster behind the wheel.
Yeah,
so,
Because a lot of things are intimidating until you actually do it.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh, this is not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
I can handle this.
Right.
So it builds that confidence.
Exactly. So what we like to tell people is we can get you from zero to hero in 5 days.
Hey, okay. I like
that. Hey, all right.
And then after you take that 5-day class, you can join our crew membership to get more education that way. And then we have the next step is if you want to take the boat out on your own, we have a membership program for that, which is called our Sail Time membership. And then you can get time on the water that way.
Okay.
And then it kind of gets you ready for at some point when you want to either purchase your own boat or charter in other locations, things like that.
That's cool. So after the race, we have the awards ceremony, right?
Yes, yes.
What does that look like? How many awards are you handing out?
Mm-hmm. We're handing out 7 awards.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to have first, second, and third for our day sailors, first, second, and third for the cruisers, and then the Ladybug Trophy for the overall all-female.
I love that. Cool.
Crew.
Sweet. And this is happening this Sunday. When does it all kick off? When should people be showing up?
So we're going to be set up and ready by 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Okay.
The boats are, we're working on those now, so they're all getting in place. The vendors will be set up around 9 o'clock as well. Right outside of our office, St. Augustine Sailing, and then the sister company, which is All Points Yacht Sailing, because I'm also a yacht broker. We'll have our informational booth there as well. And then at the North Florida Marlin Association is where the awards dinner will be. So these seminars will be held. Some will be on the dock. Some will be on some of the boats. Some will be in our All Points Yacht Sales office. Some will be at the Marlin Association building. So we tried to, like, spread it out so that you could get a feel of the whole experience.
Yeah.
And also not just have one particular area overcrowded.
Right, right. No, that's smart. That makes a lot of sense. So if people want to check in with you, find out more about the event, get involved, how do they do that? Where do they go? Website, social medias, all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So they can either call our office and talk to Tosta, which is my daughter. It's a family-owned business.
Oh, great.
Who lived on the boat. So you can ask her about that.
There you go. She's an expert. Yeah.
You can ask her about cooking because she's really good at cooking on the
boat. Okay, nice.
Her number is the office number is 904-829-0648.
Okay.
Again, 904-829-0648. Or our website, which is sta-sail, that's S-A-I-L, .com.
Perfect.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming by.
No, this
sounds
like
a really, really fun event.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Sunday's going to be amazing, too. Yeah. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, this is a great thing to do on Sunday.
Yeah.
Jeez,
thank
wonderful.
You. Good to see you.
And down there in that Comanche Cove area.
Yeah.
As
that's
well.
Going to be great.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's
I like
awesome.
The empowerment of women on the water. I think that's a really cool, you know, mission for them to have and to grow on that, too.
And we've got so much water in the area.
Right.
Enjoy it as
it's
best
beautiful.
You can. Get out there and captain on the water.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Cool.
Yeah, man. All right. Well, if you want to stay on land,
yeah,
you can
you're
do
a
that.
Land Rover.
Yeah,
yeah.
If you want to explore St. Augustine by land, you can do that with the Old Town Trolley. Sit back and relax as Old Town Trolley's licensed and talented tour conductors take you on a journey of over 500 years of St. Augustine's history, culture, and old world charm while you experience unforgettable views aboard their open-air trolleys. You can enjoy the city's European flavor, the brick-lined streets, and the sights such as the Castillo de San Marcos, the Fountain of Youth, and Henry Flagler's former Ponce de Leon Hotel, and you can enjoy them in a light that you've never experienced them before in your life. It's a 90-minute tour, 22 stops, more than 100 points of interest. It's just a great way to learn more about your hometown and have fun in the process. The tour conductors really go all out to make it fun.
Yeah.
It's not just on your left, it's the fort.
Right.
On your right, it's a restaurant.
And they get trained about the history too, which I think is important to bring out too. There's not, they're not just making it up as they go
right.
along.
Right. Some people make it up as they go along.
I've heard some tourists.
I've been on tours that just make it up as they go along.
His name was Henry Flagler, not Tim Flagg. Yeah.
And it's like you fact check some of that stuff and you're like, wait, my tour conductor lied to me. Just outright lied. But they don't do that on the Old Town Trolley. You'll learn real history. The Old Town Trolleys. They're the green trains. We love them and you will too.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to put a link in comments for Old Town Trolley so you can go. There's a new 8-minute video that everybody needs to watch. It's very, very cool. It's about the history of the old jail.
Hmm.
It's very well produced. It was, pretty cool moment.
Awesome.
Another pretty cool thing is Steve Chapman's All-American Air,
oh, yeah.
who is a big sponsor to Love Your Mother's that's happening this weekend. They've that's been right. serving St. Augustine and surrounding counties in St. John's, Flagler, Duval, and Putnam. Their areas of expertise include warranty and non-warranty service work on all makes and models of AC units. They have preventative service maintenance agreements. If you're building something new, they got new construction installations too. They also have their efficiency systems from Lennox Home Systems to iComfort UltraSmart Thermostat. All American Air has all the latest and greatest for you. Give them a call, 904-461-0070.
And then, of course, our great friends at Bin 39 Wine Bar right there in the heart of downtown St. Augustine on the Orange Street side of St. George Street. And it's really cool. They got that little cut out there right off of the main St. George Street road. So you can kind of get off of the busy hustle and bustle St. George Street. Just sit back on the patio and relax. Sip a glass of wine for an hour or two or three and just enjoy some live music. Enjoy the great atmosphere and ask questions.
Yeah.
Find your new favorite wine out there at Bin 39. They would love to help you do that.
Super fun staff, great people. Yeah, check them out.
Yeah, maybe you got a gathering coming up and you don't know what kind of wine to pair best with what you're serving out there. I mean, all you got to do is talk to Irving or anybody on his staff. I mean, not only is Irving a wine connoisseur and extreme expert, but he makes sure and educates his staff on that as well. So it's really, really cool. You're going to learn a lot at Bin 39. You're going to learn a lot from the stars this morning afternoon, too.
Here we go. Yeah. Yikes.
Capricorn and me on deck today. Let's go, Clay. Capricorn. Ambition drives you, and tunnel vision blinds you. Mm. Look around. There's a world out there not concerned with your career ladder.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Get out of that tunnel vision.
Right.
Pisces. You're swimming in a sea of feelings. But remember, not everyone is equipped with a lifeboat.
Oh, so,
apparently it's a lot of sea of feelings.
Yikes.
Don't drown your friends in your emotional depths.
Probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need friends.
Yeah, I need friends to even for this to affect me.
Right.
So, doesn't even affect me.
So there you go, stars. Take that.
You don't know me, stars.
Well, you can take this all the way home. Hey, Great Expectations Auction messaged us. Saturday, May 11th, save the date. It's the surplus vehicle in-person auction happening.
Oh, yes. Love these.
It's a big one.
Love these. I might buy something at this one.
It's a very big one. Well, you can go see your buddy over at the Dobbs Road.
All right.
The Demon. 2416 Dobbs Road, St. Augustine. Again, May 11th, it's the surplus vehicle in-person auction. There's a lot of rules and regs, and you can go to their Facebook page and read up on that to make sure everybody qualifies. But yeah, it's a great time. Everybody loves this moment. So yeah.
Last time I was there, somebody bought a fire truck.
Right.
I want a fire truck.
Yeah.
No, James has had his for a while.
That's an amazing fire
truck. That's a great fire truck.
It's actually a really cool one.
Made me want a fire truck.
Yeah. Hey, authors, the St. John's County Public Library is hosting a contest, which is a powerful way to elevate your career and writing goals. This is powered by the library community. Along with an accolade of awards and its perks, it's recognized by librarians, which creates credibility and visibility for indie authors. So this is your chance to submit your writings, to win a chance for cash prizes, promotional opportunities, and so much more. Check out the Indie Author Projects on our county public library site.
I might feel a little self-conscious letting a librarian judge my work.
I think they're so into it. I would rather them see it and at least get some good guidance and direction.
Oh, there you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like how you're going to market your book or, you know, it'll kickstart your career. It could be something.
Yeah.
Something else really to note is the St. Augustine South Garden Tour is also happening Saturday, May 11th. This is from 10 to 2 p.m. It's $5 a person over on Royal Road.
Okay.
In the 86. So, yeah, purchase tickets in advance or on the day of the tour is easy peasy. Check them out, the St. Augustine South Garden Tour. Again, May 11th, $5 a person.
The tour starts at my house with suggestions on what not to do.
Or
just point at my house and be like, don't do that.
How can we help him?
Cut your grass more. Those are not trees. They're supposed to be hedges.
You're doing English gardens, very lush. Very, yeah.
Yeah, that's what people say when they drive by my house. They complain.
It's very lush.
They're very mad there's no homeowners association just for my house.
Oh, well, you can take your plants over to the Panache.
Can I? I'm going to do that today and see what they think. I'm going to dig my hedges up out of the ground and say, what do you think, Michelle?
Yeah. We'll make a costume out of it.
Well, there you go. They're going to be making costumes out of trash this weekend.
Very exciting.
The Trashin' Show. It's actually called the Love Your Mother Eco-Fashion Show, and it's the last one ever happening on the planet.
Yep.
Boy, it's going to be a special day.
It's going to be special.
I know Michelle and the whole team out there at Panache are putting everything into this, including yourself.
Yes, sir.
Takes a lot to put one of these on, but it's a whole lot of fun.
You should see the amount of work that goes behind the scenes of this. It
I don't
is
even want
intense.
To. Give me a headache.
It is so much fun, though, and everyone's just with joy. Everyone's happy to do it. It's a cool
That's
moment.
Great. Yes,
Doors
great.
Open at 6, so, yep, show up and show up. Parking is going to be a little bit of a headache. Don't be afraid to Uber. There is a free shuttle service coming from the Alligator Farm, which, okay. Thank you, Old Town Connect, is helping us do that. But, yeah. It's going to be a great moment. Don't miss it. 20 years of this excellent show. I'm so proud to do this, the MC gig. And, yeah, it's over at Blue Water Jewelers. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Go to getpanache.com. If there's still any tickets left, go ahead and snag one.
Yes.
You'll never have another chance.
And the United Way of St. Johns County is a champion for our community. They create opportunities. They foster education and improve the lives of those in need. From empowering children to succeed in school to providing vital resources for families in crisis, the United Way of St. Johns County is at the forefront of change by investing in education, health, and financial stability. They're building a stronger, more resilient community for all. Check them out, unitedway-sjc.org.
All right, sir.
Hilarious fake products placed among the real ones in stores.
Okay.
We'll let you be the judge.
All right.
First one, erotic lasagna.
Whoa, okay.
Two servings of romance for eat or play.
I don't want to know how you're playing.
Why do
lasagna?
We have to add the play part? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and it says now more meat.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of things hidden in this.
Next up, just the corn colors only. This is a marker, 12 marker set. Yeah. 11 yellow, 1 green. There was purple corn out there, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was Peruvian corn. I don't know.
And look at Corn Man doing a kickflip on the skateboard out there.
Very cool. Just, yeah.
This is very painful looking position.
Next up, Weird Frog Energy Caffeinated Toothpaste for your kids. Increases energy, fun to misuse, contains ingredients, real swamp flavor.
Boy.
Delicious.
I feel bad for the person that picked that up thinking it was real.
I know, right? Enough caffeine to kill a wolf. Oh my God.
Those frogs just
a horrible gift, yeah.
Not in good shape.
Next up, Thoughtless Gifts. Here's one red shoelace.
Okay.
And a keychain that says Lisa.
Well, all right.
Your name is Lisa, you're in.
You're in for one thing.
This one, next one, is selling out everywhere. Selling one clean urine sample. It has to come like this. I need the money. Please buy it if you do drugs. Jeez.
What's wrong with her eye?
I know.
Trust her eye.
Is that AI? I don't know. Next up, Joyless Careers.
Mm.
This is an action figure's retail worker. Oh, I'm familiar with
been there.
Minimum wage, standing,
being yelled at.
Yeah, for no reason. And just board folding for 10 hours.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Next up, you are now Corn
there
Man.
There he is. Yeah. There is Corn Man.
He made a comeback.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He's got
gluten
a peg leg.
Free. Yeah. Wow, look at this. Just get with Corn Man.
Jeez.
Next up, why don't you just give up? Lie down in the woods and let the moss reclaim you.
I would buy that.
We am become dirt. Yeah. Next up, oops, I grabbed my pants.
Oh, boy.
Grabbed plush pockets. Oh, that sounds so much fun.
I could see that being a believable toy, though.
Jazz grabs. Yeah, that's funny. Next up, Waldo can't hide from himself.
What?
My regrets go with me. He's done things, terrible things.
Jeez, yeah, that's why he's always hiding.
That's why.
All right. Good stuff.
Crazy.
I'll look for those at Walmart today when I go. Thank you for a good show.
Yes, sir.
Thank you to Roseanne for coming in, and she's got a great event coming up this Sunday. Thank you to Clay for pressing all the buttons, and you guys out there for watching. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Bye, everybody.